要发作，你只好跟他让他发作了。
So sometimes when the flesh attacks, you have to allow it to attack.
这就证明我们是被掳的情形。
This proves us that we are captured.
但是问题在这里。
But the important thing is this.
有的时候我们不得已的。
Sometimes it's we can't help it.
又发脾气。
We lose our temper.
我们又发肉体了。
We have a flesh attack.
我们又失败了。
We fail.
我们真是后悔的很。
We regret it.
但是弟兄姊妹，你的脚还是踩在迦南地上。
But your feet are still upon land of Canaan.
你看见吗？
You see that?
不过有的时候我们被掳去就是了。
But sometimes we are taken captive.
你实在真不愿意啊。
You do not want to do it to happen. We can help it.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul said.
立志行善由得我。
To do that which I want to do, I don't do.
但行出来由不得我。
But I don't do that which I want to do.
我要这样做的。
I didn't want to do it.
但是怎么办呢？
What,
我们每个人都做了。
We do it.
我们每个人都失败了。
We have fallen.
那么这是什么故事呢？
What is that story?
这是士师记的故事。
This is the story of the book of Judges.
你不得已的。
It's not, you cannot help yourself.
你没有意思要这么做。
You didn't intend to do it.
结果你被掳去了。
So, you were deported. You were captured.
这就是说我们被掳到肉体底下去。
You were captured under the flesh.
那么这个是士师记里面的故事。
This is the story of Judges.
不是路德记。
Not the story of Ruth.
路德记不一样。
The story of Ruth is different.
路德记这一回呢，不是摩亚王在耶利哥掌权，不是。
Now, the story of Ruth is not that the king of Moab came to rule in Canaan.
现在是以比米勒和拿俄米他们刻意的算好了，他们跑到哪里去？跑到摩亚地区。
This was Elimelech and Naomi very calculated.Decided to go to Moab.
弟兄，你们懂吗？
Now you understand.
这个是他愿意的。
This is he did it willingly.
他明明知道这是摩亚地。
He knows this is the land of Moab.
结果他就体，就用圣经的话来说。
So in the words of the Bible,
体贴圣灵的是生命和平安。
The mind set after the spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死。
Mind set after the flesh is death.
你看见没有？
You see that?
现在是你把你的心思。放在肉体的上面。
So now you mind the things of the flesh.
你不是不得已的。
You, it's not that you cannot help yourself.
你计算好了。
You already calculated it.
你愿意这样做。
You're willing to doing such a thing.
这就是悲剧的开始。
This is this beginning of tragedy.
你想想主的话对不对？
Think about the word of God.
我们好不好读那一节圣经？
Let us read that word, a phrase, that portion.
罗马书第八章。
In Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第六节
Verse 6
体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安
For the mind set on the flesh is death But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace
我想很清楚的
I think it's very clear
什么时候你跟随肉体
When you set your mind on the flesh
你里面就像吃了死老鼠
As if you eat a dead rat
但如果你体贴圣灵的话
But if your mind is set on the spirit
乃是生命和平安
It brings forth life and peace
那现在这里有一个故事
Now there's a story here
这里以比米勒他认识神。
But Elimelech knows God.
他明白神的旨意。
He knows the will of God.
他也知道摩亚地是咒诅之地。
He also knows that the land of Moab is the land of curse.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
现在不是以色列人受摩亚人的管制，不是。
Now is no longer Israel being controlled by Israel. By Moab.
严格说来
，strictly speaking，
你知道你的人，你只要在迦南地。
If you are in Canaan,
你看见吗？有的时候你偶尔会失败。
Sometimes you will fail.
这是可能的。
This is possible.
我们常常软弱。
We are weak often.
这个就是士师记告诉我们。
This is what the book of Judges tells us.
但这一回不是。
But this time it was not.
这一回是我们体贴肉体。
This time our mind is set on the flesh.
这一回是我们替肉体有了安排了。
Now we have an arrangement for our flesh.
弟兄们明白吗？
You see that?
那因为这个缘故。
So because of this.
有一个结果是什么呢？
There is a result. What is that?
体贴肉体的就是死。
Mindset on the flesh is death.
所以当你读到第一章的时候
So when you read chapter 1,
不只是一个死
Not just one death.
是三个死
Three deaths.
严重不严重
Isn't it serious?
所以你明白吗
You think you imagine
你怎么明白这一段的话呢
How do you understand this portion?
你要拿罗马书第八章第六节就会很清楚。
And then through Romans 8:6, you'll understand.
体贴肉体的就是死。
The mind set on the flesh is death.
有的地方你不应该去。
Some places you not are not to go.
你还是去了。
You still went.
有的地方事情你不应该做，你还是做了。
There are certain things that you shouldn't do. You did it.
有的是你偶尔跌一跤，那是另外一件。
Sometimes you may trip and fall. That's one thing.
现在不是的。
This is not.
你完全清醒的。
You're very clear.
你知道怎么运用你的意志。
You know how to use your own will.
这回你拣选了摩亚地。
Then you chose the land of Moab.
这回你拣选了是肉体。
You chose the flesh.
这就不一样了。
This is different.
这叫做体贴肉体。
This is to set your mind on the flesh.
这叫做把你的心思放在肉体上。
This is to set your mind on the flesh.
这叫做为肉体安排。
This is to arrange things for the flesh.
这叫做放纵你的肉体。
This is to let your flesh go.
你让它去了。
You let it go.
请记得是谁叫它去的。
Who told it to go?
是你叫它去的。
You told it to go.
谁负责任？
Who is responsible?
当然你负责任。
Of course you are responsible.
所以在这个情形底下。
Under such circumstances,
那个结果是什么？
What is the result?
随从肉体的就是死。
That mindset of set on the flesh is death.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我们那个时候做年轻的时候，我没有得救以前喜欢看电影。
So before when I was young, before I was saved, I used to love to watch movies.
因为我们就住在电影街的附近。
Because we just lived near the movie theater.
后来信了耶稣了。
Now we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那么有弟兄告诉我们说，电影不是不可以看。
So some brothers tell us.It's not that movies are bad.
但电影乃是世界。
But the movies is the world.
你看电影就是爱世界了。
When you watch a movie, you love the world.
那么圣经说不可以爱世界。
The Bible says don't love the world.
所以我们年轻人就变成不可以看电影了。
So that means for us young people, we said we can't watch movies.
那我说好，我不看电影可以。
So I won't watch a movie.
那我可以看电影广告，对不对？
Can I read the movie advertisement?
所以报纸来了，我还是看电影广告的。
So when the newspaper came, I always look at the movie ad clips.
那问题就来了。
The problem is this.
因为你天天看广告，你就知道演什么电影的。
So when you read the newspaper every day, you watch what movie is coming. You know what movie is coming.
有一次有一部电影叫做《King of Kings》，万王之王。
So there was a movie called The King of Kings.
哎，我说这个电影可以看的。
I said now I should be able to watch this movie.
我如果要传福音的话，要给人看见主耶稣怎么钉十字架。
So I have to preach the gospel. I have to see how did the Lord was crucified.
我自己就不懂我怎么传福音给他们呢。
If I don't understand it, how can I preach the gospel to them?
所以我说这个电影我应该可以去的。
So I should be able to watch this movie.
但是我还是不大敢呐。
But I dare not go.
我想我要找那个青年的负责弟兄。
So I want to find the youth leader in our midst.
Yeah, 如果他去了，那他负责任，
if,
他带我去的。
If he goes, he's responsible for me. Because he led me.
因为他是教会里面带头的嘛。
Because he is a leader in the church.
他做年轻人的榜样嘛。
He is the example to Christians.
我去不平安。
If I go, I'm not peaceful.
但是我和他一起去，我就平安了。
If I go with him, then I'm peaceful.
那首先我要说服他。
First, I have to convince him.
所以我就说服他了。
So I convinced him.
哎，没有想到他给我说动了。
And of course, he was moved by my.
所以我们两个人就一起去好了。
So the two of us went, we went.
那个时候我们在台湾。
That time we were in Taiwan.
我们就住在台北的地方。
And we're in Taipei.
夏天热得不得了。
It was so hot in the summer.
看电影啊，不是看了，你要排队买票才行。
So when you watch a movie, it's not just watching a movie. You have to stay in line to buy the tickets.
现在问题就来了。
Now the problem is here.
你要买票啊，人家都认得你啊。
If you buy tickets, people will recognize you.
那么然好了，那么我们一面要传福音给那些朋友们。
So on the one hand, we're preaching the gospel to these.
那我们担心说啊，如果被弟兄看见了怎么办呢
？So we're afraid, what if a brother sees us?
那么看见哦，你怎么也在这里啊
？Say how come you're here too?
你叫我们不要爱世界，你自己怎么爱世界啊
？Tell us not to love the world. How come you love the world?
所以我就跟那个年轻那个 leader 就商量了。
So I arranged it with that leader, and I said, plan something.
那个大厦，那个是大太阳天呐、啊。
So it's a great blue sky and the sun was bright.
但是我们不要给别人看见。
We didn't want to be seen by people.
所以我们两个人都穿着雨衣。
So the two of us wore raincoats.
那个雨衣不是透明的，是像粽子一样把我们包起来的。
It is those black raincoats that are not transparent.
所以你看那么多人排队，就是我们两个人很奇怪的人。
So many people were in the line, but the two of us are very strange.
就有点像今天的恐怖分子，对不对？
Just like the terrorists of today.
所以呢，我们两个在那排，他们都在那看，但是我们就怕被别人看见呢。
So the two of us were in line, were way afraid of people see us.
那一天队排的真长啊。
And that line was so long.
我们怎么到时候还没到？怎么？排半年还没到啊
！So we think how come it hasn't come to our chance？
好不容易买了两张票
，We bought two tickets。
然后我们就进到这个戏院里面。
So then we went entered into the movie theater。
哎呀，我们高兴得很。
We were so happy。
因为没有灯啊，灯通通暗了。
Because of the lights are dim，
别人就看不见我们。
No one can see us。
我们才想起圣经说，我们爱黑暗不爱光。
So we reminded of the verse we love darkness not the light。
好了，我们就坐在那里。
So we sat there。
按理来讲，我们应该很高兴的。
Actually, strictly speaking, we should be very happy。
很奇怪的地方
Very strange
你不能跟我讲道理
You cannot explain a reason to me
实在说来电影本身对和不对是另外一件事
So whether the movie is right or not It's something else
但那次神给我们一个特别的带领
But that time the Lord led us a certain way
我坐在那
So I sat there as if I had a great sickness that came upon me.
真的像吃了死老鼠一样.
As if I ate a dead rat.
结果啊，我到了半天， 我这个人实在受不了了.
So for long, I couldn't take it anymore.
我就跟那个弟兄讲啊,
I told the brother.
我说我受不了了.
I said I cannot take it.
他说我也受不了了.
He said I cannot take it either.
结果我们两个人就通通溜走了.
So the two of us, we just left the theater.
弟兄们明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, you understand?
今天你回过头去看,
if you look back,
不是可以不可以看电影?
It's not a matter of whether you can watch a movie. That's another thing.
但是问题在哪里?
The problem is this.
那一次我们是设计好了。
That time we planned it.
我们计算好了。
We calculated.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
明明知道那是咒诅之地。
We know that there's a land of curse.
我们就去了。
We went.
所以结果是什么呢?
What is the result?
体贴肉体的就是死。
The mindset on the flesh is death.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是悲剧。
This is the tragedy.
每一个基督徒都可以有这样的悲剧。
Every Christian can have such a tragedy.
不是一个死,
not just one death.
是三个死,
three deaths.
这就是悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
啊,不光这样,
not only that.
你有没有注意到?
Did you notice?
当初拿俄米出去的时候,
when Naomi went out,
她不是因为穷才出去的。
She did not go out because she was poor.
不是。
No.
她怎么说呢?
What did she say?
她后来怎么说?
What did she say?
她说, 我是满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
I went out full, but God allowed me to return empty.
所以这告诉我们什么?
What does it tell us?
告诉我们拿俄米出去的时候一点都不穷。
So when Naomi went out, she wasn't poor.
那问题发生在哪里?
What is the problem?
若穷就不应该出去，对不对?
So if you're not poor, you shouldn't go out.
难处在哪里?
What is the difficulty?
他们怕穷。
They're afraid of being poor.
这就是难处了。
This is the difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗?
Do you see that, brothers?
他们是满满出去。
They went out full.
他们怕穷。
They're afraid to become poor.
所以他们要抢救他们自己, rescue
themselves. They want to rescue themselves.
圣经怎么说呢?
What did the Bible say?
凡救自己生命的要丧掉生命。
Those who save their own souls will lose their own souls.
凡要救自己的魂的要丧掉魂。
Those who want to save their own soul will lose their souls.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么我们要抢救我们的生命?
Why do we want to save our lives?
我们怕穷。
Because we're afraid of
being poor. 我们怕损失。
We're afraid of loss.
结果我们就到摩押地。
Then we went to the land of Moab.
请记得,
remember,
这就是这里的功课。
This is a lesson here.
主的话很清楚。
The word of God is very
clear. 若有人要跟从我,
if anyone wants to follow me,
就当舍己,
to deny himself,
背起他十字架来跟从,
take up his cross and follow me.
只有两个选择,
there are only two choices.
要么体贴圣灵,
all either mindset on the spirit or the mindset on the flesh.
虽然有饥荒,
even though there is famine,
但是你还是不肯离开,
you dare not leave.
这里一定有神的美意,
there must be the will of God here.
但是许多时候,
but oftentimes
我们要抢救自己,
we want to save ourselves.
结果就带着全家就往摩押地去,
and we bring the whole family to the land of Moab.
所以, 这是悲剧的开始。
So this is beginning of tragedy.
有人告诉我们说,
some people tell us,
全本圣经里面, 就的男子来说, 最悲惨的是约伯。
In the whole Bible, when it comes to man, the most tragic man in the Bible is Job.
那最悲惨的女人, 没有可以比得上拿俄米。
And the most tragic woman, no one can compare with Naomi.
她本来迦南地有一块地。
She had a land, piece of land in Canaan.
她是出去是满满出去。
She went out full.
但是因为要抢救自己,
but she wanted to save herself.
结果你看见说,
you see that
她学了功课,
she learned a deep lesson.
结果十年之久,
after 10 years,
在她的眼前,
before her eyes,
不只是一个死,
not just one death,
乃是三个死,
three deaths.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在拿俄米要学功课,
now Naomi needs to learn a lesson. You see that?
她虽然到了 这个玻璃到了这个摩亚地,
even though she came to the land of Moab,
神有没有放松她?
Did God let go of her?
神没有放松她,
God did not let go of her.
神借着这些环境,
through this environment,
是要把拿俄米从摩亚地再带回到迦南,
God wanted to bring Naomi back from the land of Moab to the land of Canaan.
所以请我们记得,
so let us remember,
你一开始的时候,
in the beginning,
就给我们看见这个情形,
that you see this in the book of Ruth.
现在有三个寡妇,
now there are three widows.
不光是拿俄米,
not just Naomi,
还有两个媳妇,
and two daughter-in-laws,
一个叫阿尔巴, 另外一个叫做路德,
one named Orpah, one named Ruth.
结果经过了十年呢,
so after 10 years,
然后呢, 他们就听见说, 现在迦南地又开始有丰收了,
so now they heard that there was harvest in the land of Canaan.
所以这圣经, 圣经怎么说呢?
So what did the Bible say?
第六节,
Verse 6.
他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab, for she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and giving them food.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
故事不光迦南地的故事。
The story is not just the story of Canaan.
也是伯利恒的故事。
It's also the story of Bethlehem.
伯利恒是神的粮仓历史。
Now Bethlehem means of the barn of God.
你看讽刺不讽刺？
Isn't it an irony?
你看见说神，你看见什么？你看见吗？本来他们应该在神的粮仓。
Before they should have been in the barn of God.
应该在迦南牛奶与蜜之地。
They should have been in the land of milk and honey.
那么就